beloved, and welcome to the Whole Life Podcast. We're going on a heart journey today. And today, the title of our episode is Let Them and Let I Am, a heart journey into change. Have you ever thought about how hard it is to change? As a minister who is also in another part of my life, a psychologist, I know change is hard. Is change hard for you? Change is hard for most people. So we're going to talk about that. Now, before I get started, I want to tell you I have a free gift for you. If you're struggling with rejection, if you feel like you don't belong, if you feel like you want to have more confidence, go to drbarbaraministries.org/rejection. I have a small ebook for you with 10 tools you can use to help you overcome rejection and walk in more confidence and belonging. Our scripture for today is Matthew 5:30. It's an odd scripture to talk about inner healing. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. What? All right. So Jesus, does Jesus really want us to cut off our arm? Let's think about this. Jesus is offering wholeness to us. He's offering shalom. He's offering sozo. He's offering this deep, profound soul transformation. He is the one that heals the brokenhearted. When Jesus quoted Isaiah 61, he was talking about his own ministry. And that scripture talks about he came to heal the brokenhearted. That word brokenhearted means mauled, shattered, destroyed. Okay, this is trauma. Jesus came to heal our broken heart and our traumas. So what could this scripture mean in that context? Well, for those of us who are right-handed, and to my left-handed people, I'm going to give you a strong nod. I know I have a lot of left-handed people in my family, but think about your dominant hand. If that is cut off, you're left with your left hand or your non-dominant hand, and everything is really hard. What is he saying? He's saying you have a way of doing things that feels really natural. You've been raised that way to do things with your right hand. Since you were a young child, you've had a primary hand. Now, what happens if we don't have that hand and we begin to use our left hand? Well, this is where the Lord is working with that implicit memory, the memory deep down on the inside that has encoded traumas, unmet needs, these different pieces that have left us with a broken heart. So transformation can feel like losing our dominant hand. And in the heart journey method of trauma healing, of healing unmet needs and traumas, of healing the biblical domain of the heart, we go deep within through the stages of safety and stability, and then time-reversing trauma, where we use some science along with profound encounters with Jesus to heal the unmet needs and the brokenheartedness of our soul. Science has taught us a lot, and there's a method or a theory. It's actually a mechanism of change called memory reconsolidation. Bruce Ecker has put together the research on this very, very beautifully. And this mechanism of change is based on, it's based on neuroscience, molecular science, and post hoc clinical science. And all three fields have come to this, seeing this mechanism individually. And I love to teach on it, although I'm not going to teach on it today. And with this mechanism, we open up the window of pain experientially, and then we have some kind of encounter that we're not expecting. And the way that I do it with Heart Journey, it meets the unmet need. And then we close up that window and we have shifted emotional learning. I think about the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, where Jesus came. He opened up her trauma, and then she experienced love and being chosen and belonging. Wow. And we use these mechanisms of change in Heart Journey. I have to say, this is fully a work of ministry. It's exclusively from a Christian worldview. But to truly heal, we as Christians, we want encounters with Jesus. This is about soul transformation, where the Word becomes flesh and dwells among us. Who's the Word? Jesus is the Word who was with the Father from the beginning. Now, Scripture says in James 4:1, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire, but you do not have, so you kill. And what do we kill with? Our mouth. Gottman talks about the four horsemen of the apocalypse of relationships: criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling. So these are the ways that we kill relationships. Oftentimes, we want people in our present to meet the needs that weren't met in our past. And it feels so much like the problem is the person in our present. It feels like I just need my husband to love me or choose me or prefer me in a different way. I just need my boss to see me. I just need her to stop telling me what to do. And I need this to change. Beloved, Jesus said, take the log out of our own eye. Then we can see to remove the speck from our brother's eye. And I think often we remove that speck by saying, hey, let me tell you about the log I had in my eye. Maybe this will be helpful for you. What does this all mean? A great prayer to pray when someone is getting on your last nerve or triggering your fears. Triggers is where the past is present, where it's hysterical, where there's an overreaction, it's historical. And this is where we can pray the prayer, God bless them and change me. You see, we want the other person to change, or we're angry at them. It is shocking how many resentments we actually have. Think about the rumination, or think about people you just don't want to be around. What is going on there? Jesus literally requires us to clean our cup. Well, Jesus wants to meet those unmet needs. And if you're honest, if you really look, you're probably having an overreaction to these people. I'm not talking about abuse. I'm not talking about if you're abused. If you're being abused, get out of that situation. You need to be safe. But I'm talking about where you're not able to hold your peace when you are in situations with certain people. Your peace goes out the window because you're triggered, and here's your inner child. There he or she is, and you're responding out of those quarrels and fights. So the prayer is, God bless them and change me. I want to talk a little bit about Mel Robbins' The Let Them Theory. In this book, in her latest book, she talks about let them do whatever they want to do. Don't try to control them, right? So basically she's saying, don't try to control them. Focus on the log in your own eyes. It's not a Christian book, but that's a great scripture to use when we think about that book. And so she says, let them, and then let me. So let me think about what I want. Let me do what I need to do. Let me work on my own recovery. Let me enjoy my day. I don't need to be upset that they didn't invite me to their party. I can throw my own party and do it without a resentment. All right, now, God has given me a word about this, where I feel like it's a rhema word from him. Let me share it through a story. I was getting ready or planning to go to my brother's for a trip, and was trying to save money and just going to go stay with him and see my relatives down there that I love so much, my precious nieces and nephews and stepdad and brother and sister-in-law and all these people I love. And I was trying to get my grown children to come with me and or my husband, and no one could come. Really, no one could come. And I felt kind of salty, not in the good way, not like chips and salsa, but salty. And so the Lord spoke to me. He said, let them. And then he said, let I am. Let me, this is the Lord speaking, let me speak to you what I want you to do. And then the Lord began to nudge me, saying, haven't I been calling you to do some solo pilgrimaging in silence and solitude and being in nature with me? Why don't you take a pilgrimage? What? This completely shifted my mindset. In fact, the Lord's had me really laying down all traveling outside of pretty much North Carolina for the past 2 years and really focusing on a deep work of pruning that he's been doing that has been a little bit painful. Anyway, this is the first time I've been released to really travel with him for ministry or work related, or even vacation other than going to see my brother in South Carolina. So I am going on a pilgrimage. I'm going to be doing some camping. I'm going to be doing some staying in cheap lodging. And I'm going to go from Raleigh, North Carolina, Raleigh, Durham, where we live, all by myself with my dog, Bella, Bella Rafa, which means beautiful healing or healer, and with my car, my little Camry, whose name is Phoebe. So it's going to be me, my car Phoebe, and my dog Bella Rafa, who's a 6-pound toy Yorkie poo and is not dangerous to anyone. I'm going to drive up to Prince Edward Island. That's my plan. It's about 40 hours of driving over the course of this time I'd already taken off work. Oh, y'all. Yeah. Hey, I want to encourage you to follow me on Instagram and TikTok. My Instagram numbers are low because, and some of my social media numbers, because I started some new accounts recently. So I'd love for you to find me at Dr. Barbara Ministries or Dr. Barbara Lowe, all those accounts. But I'm so excited. So I'm going to be vlogging this on TikTok and on Instagram, and maybe some on YouTube, we'll see. And you can follow me. So I'm going July 11th through 19th. And it's a journey to belonging, and I'm pilgrimaging. Beloved, is the Lord calling you to a journey, a pilgrimage of belonging in your heart, a heart journey where you're being called to go deeper? We are planning on writing Heart Journey for Men, and we have a strategic plan that we're working on for that. But for right now, we're wrapping up our year-long mentorship opportunity where we go through spiritual formation of the heart, going through the Heart Journey book and process, where I teach and do group pastoral coaching with a group of women online every Sunday night. This opportunity is about to open again, and we're going to start in, I think it's the third week, the third Sunday, I believe, in September. So I don't have information up on it yet, but go ahead and get the free gift where you can get it at drbarbaraministries.org/rejection. That'll give me your email, and that'll help us to stay in touch, and I'll be able to tell you about this opportunity. It's going to be extremely affordable. Some of our women who've gone through this past year are going to come back as big sisters and help with leading prayer. Beloved, I have spent my whole life learning how to heal in the inside. I still, every day, am seeking the Lord for healing. I've been trained. I teach at a national level. I write. This is my life's work. I own a large practice, medium to large practice, about 20 clinicians. And this is my calling. This is the expression of our God through my life, healing the brokenhearted. So if you are called to join us for this mentorship group, make sure that you go to drbarbaraministries.org/rejection, get the free ebook. And then from there, what we're going to do is move forward into, there'll be some more emails, there'll be some more information. Oh, beloved, I love you. This is for you. I'm for you. And there is so much more to come. God is for you, not against you. Jesus said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. We have these weaknesses. It's okay that we have vulnerability. Let's let him in and encounter him in those places. I love you, and I will see you in the next episode, beloved.